Oh my god. Check this place out. It's fucking disgusting. Looks like it's been untouched since the 1970s. I love it. Do you think they'll have one of those vibrating beds? Get the black light out. There's probably swinger roaches having key parties in here. Want to throw yours in the bowl? You fucked worse, right? Yeah, I was thinking of Becca specifically. You know me so well. I got your heavy ass bag. Don't try to help or anything. Wouldn't want you to overexert yourself. God knows you need 6 changes of clothes to drive 2 states over, you vain fuck. Gotta stay ready to put on a fashion show in some filthy motel bathroom. I'm fucking exhausted, by the way, so thanks for that. Finally about to get some shut-eye at 2 a.m. on account of your 5 below the speed limit bullshit. You drive like my grandma, the deceased one. I'm gonna have to raw dog the driving myself if we're gonna make any kind of headway, aren't I?
Oh, he can't get another speeding ticket. He doesn't want his license revoked.
Pussy.
That's your problem. You let the nanny state tell you what to do, thinking you're not allowed to drive unless you're in possession of a little laminated piece of plastic with a picture of you grinning like a dumb fuck.
Bet you told him you'd be an organ donor too, huh? Such a good boy.
Yeah, nobody wants your organ, bud. Don't even worry about it. The dry spell continues.
Fuck off. A lady never kisses and tells. I don't see any ladies around here, but I don't kiss and tell either. I'm gonna expect a tip in the morning for being your little bellhop. Runny eggs at some greasy spoon diner, maybe? Some folksy MILF waitress calling you hun and shug? You're so backed up, you'll probably come in your pants before the coffee's poured. Thank God you got 5 more pairs where those came from.
What? What? I'm changing clothes. I'm fucking tired, man.
Nothing you haven't seen before, I'm sure. Gotta remind you, I have girl parts every once in a while. Keep you on your toes. I'll keep it NC-17 or whatever. Just gonna rock the t-shirt and panties. Kinda hot in here. That little busted AC unit humming in the corner isn't doing much. Well, yeah, there's only one bed. Get over yourself. What? Am I made of money? Besides, this place seems like it's meant to be rented out for exactly 1/2 hour. Just enough time for some horny estranged couple to hate fuck it out before they exchange custody for the weekend. It's not gonna be like a mattress store in here.
Oh my god. Grow up, dude. You're not sleeping on the fucking floor. I'm not gonna have your big ass hunched over in the passenger seat whining about back pain all day tomorrow.
I already know you're gonna crank the dial on some awful top 40 bullshit. Don't wanna hear your mouth on top of it.
Just drop your drawers and get in here, lightweight. I'm about to crash.
We're not going head to toe either. I don't want your sweaty size 14s in my face the whole night. Be a fucking adult about it.
Well, yeah, I'm touching you. It's not like I'm trying to. It's a narrow ass bed and you're about 10 feet tall.
Kinda got nowhere to go. Stop making it weird and go to sleep. Click that little lamp on the dresser already. If you're having impure thoughts, there's probably a Bible in there you can read.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get comfortable. This shit sucks. There's springs digging into all my good parts. Like fucking a robot with a corkscrew dick. Scoot over. Why do you keep inching away from me? You're gonna fall off the fucking side. Just let it happen, coward. You know we're just cuddling, like, platonically, right? I'm not even attracted to you. You're too pretty. I like my guys rough around the edges. Oh my god, you're fucking hard. What do you mean, no? Like I'm stupid or something? Do you think I'm such a tomboy that I don't know what a dick feels like? Am I to believe that you brought a baseball bat to bed in case some intruder pops the door chain? Wow, you're really packing, huh? I guess a guy your size would be built to scale. Be a pretty cruel joke if not. Jesus, sorry. It's just surprising to be pressed up against your bestie's bulge for the first time, you know? All these years, and I had no idea you were packing a fat hog into that denim. You weren't exactly flaunting it in gray sweatpants or anything. Yeah, I'm trying to embarrass you, actually. Is it working? Good. I don't know, just put yourself in my shoes for a second. What if I'd lifted my little band tee and flapped out some milky double D's? Seems physically impossible, but suspend your disbelief here. You'd probably be pretty speechless, right? See? It was just unexpected. That's all. Take your fucking hand off of it, pussy. Stop covering up. You're gonna need two hands to do that anyway. Maybe three. That is a tasty piece, though, my guy. For real. Put some of those stuff bookmarked on my phone to shame. You want to extend our road trip a little longer and head out to the San Fernando Valley? Get you in the industry? I could be your agent slash fluffer. Yes, somehow I don't think you have the temperament for porn. You'd be stammering, asking to take the girl out for tapas after you bust on her face, trying to make a love connection instead of linking directly up to some lucky girl's G-spot with that thing. So, can I touch it? Well, fuck yeah, I want to. You think I'm gonna pass up an opportunity like this without grabbing the bull by the horn? I've never felt like our friendship was wrought with sexual tension or anything, but you're a nice guy with a nice dick. Why not? You can come in me without catching feelings, right? I guess we'll find out. God. Look how small it makes my hand look. I'm gonna have to choke up on this thing like I was trying to hit a high fastball. Come here. It's cool if I kiss you, right? I don't want to be over here tugging away like a sperm bank nurse or something. So clinical. You feel good, all pressed up against me like that. There you go. Lie on your back and let me tuck in right next to you so I can wrestle this monster. You know I fight dirty, right? Got to when you're my size. Squeeze nice and hard. Maybe circle this slick tip with my thumb until you're throbbing. The bigger they are, the harder they come. Shh, shh, shh. All in due time, my guy. This pussy's not going anywhere. You gotta get past my hand before you make it to the main event. Like a mini boss. I wanna see it when I make you fucking bust for the first time. These motel sheets probably have plenty of stains already. One more won't hurt. Yeah. One for me. I like that. Pop those hips and fuck my little hand. I wanna see how far you can shoot. Blow all over your chest and belly so my tongue has something to do. Come on. Give it up. What's a little cum shot between friends? Half an hour ago, you were fighting me over the ox. Now I'm pumping your dick until you make a sticky mess. I'll be your little hotel maid. Don't you worry. Now come for me so I can start the cleanup.
Fuck yes. God damn. Look at that distance. Come on. More. All of it. Spurt. Spurt. Jesus Christ. I just painted my masterpiece all over you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna sign my work with my tongue. In cursive. Yum. This is why I told you to pack snacks for the trip. You're not gonna get full service like this in some drive-thru. You good? You look like you're having an out-of-body experience. No buyer's remorse in the harsh light of this post-nut clarity, right? I'm still the same gremlin who bit your wrist over the last slice of pizza. Now I've just jacked you off is all. No big deal. Good. Let's cuddle up for a second while you recuperate. Handjobs aside, I really appreciate you dropping everything at a moment's notice to hit the road with me. I know you're not the most spontaneous person in the world. Sometimes all the shit builds up and I just gotta drive. I get, like, wanderlust. Also, regular lust, apparently. You're a good friend. And a good fuck. TBD, I suppose. But I've got my bet placed. Yeah, no rush. I've lost sleep for much stupider reasons than riding you into the mattress. You sure you're ready for this pussy? She's not to be trifled with. You're funeral fuckboy. The panties are coming off. We've reached the point of no return, because once I kick these undies onto the floor, you better believe I'm getting stuffed with something. Let me straddle up. I'm losing the t-shirt too. Give you the whole show. Yeah, you love these little titties. Shut the fuck up. What do you always call them? Mosquito bites? You're staring pretty hard there. Must be awfully jealous of the mosquito. Now brace yourself, because I'm gonna sink all the way down on this thick fucker until there's no more daylight between my thighs. God damn, that's good. Go slow at first, okay? I don't mind a little pain, but I'm not trying to get sent into orbit. There you go. Grab my hips. Hold me steady so you can pack that dick inside me. You like the way I grind in circles? Nice and tight, right? Oh. Jesus Christ. Watch me rub my clit. I'm gonna use the magic hand that made you come to do the same thing to me. Chase that pressure and clamp this hot cunt even harder around your fat fucking shaft. Give it to me. That's it. I'm ready to get fucked properly now. Pound up into me until my legs are shaking. Stuff me full until I fucking gush. Oh my god. Oh my god, right there. Oh, hit right there until I go dumb on that dick. Let me lean back a little so you can see this pink slit you're racking. God damn, it's like you're trying to fuck me right off. Feel my nails digging into your thigh. You're not getting rid of me that easily, motherfucker. Come on, porn star. Break your bestie, that huge fucking cock. These motel walls are thin for a reason, right? Make me scream so loud that the couple next door hears it and comes. Start a chain reaction through this entire skeezy-ass place. fuck yes. Put your back into it. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna grab my clit, squeeze your big dick and fucking come. Oh fuck. Oh, come in me. Right fucking now. Send load number two to this groupy little cunt. Let me milk you until you moan my fucking name. Shit, sorry. Came so hard, lost my balance. Topple forward right onto you. Still squeezing that cock nice and snug though, right? Give me a kiss. You fucked me so good, my equilibrium's all out of whack. The room's spinning. Hold me before I legit get dizzy. This ride was way better than anything at that shitty roadside amusement park you wanted to hit up, huh? Getting drilled like that really takes it out of you. Let's get some rest. I'll just curl up right here. Be comfy. Gotta get an early start tomorrow if we're gonna see all the stupid shit on my list. I couldn't live with myself if I missed out on the world's largest vacuum cleaner. Speaking of sucking, you're gonna get a special kind of wake-up call, so prepare yourself for that. I fully intend to tame that morning wood with my mouth and start your day on the right side of the bed. Good night.